Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, can we get a weather update over at the Windowplex? Brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
No storms today. Clouds have picked up a little bit. I wonder if the rain has did something with these fires. I don't see any snow in the air, but it's partly cloudy. Not a little bit of clouds. Winds have picked up a little bit, probably, I'd say, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Can't get a good direction. I'm going to assume it's coming out of the east or out of the east. I see it moving right to left. And right now, I'd say it's between 85 and 90 degrees. But the humidity is low. So as they would say in Arizona, it's a dry heat.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com as the Miami Dolphins schedule was released. No primetime games for the Dolphins. They will visit Lambeau Field week 15, 1 o'clock. They then will welcome in Mike McDaniel's L.A. Chargers the week after that. Tua and the Falcons will be here for the preseason.
That the Chargers game is at 4, right?
Is it at 4? That's a good question.
Usually the West Coast teams play at 4 on the East Coast.
I just lost the schedule. Damn it. Hold on. Hold. No, 1 o'clock.
Wow.
1 o'clock. There's no home games for the Dolphins right now scheduled at anything other than 1 o'clock. The 4 o'clock games are all road games. And then there's no prime time. Nobody wants to see this team nationally. Probably for the best. Every time they do, it would be an embarrassment.
Not yet.
Which, by the way, Florio, is that okay with you? I just want to be clear. Hey, Mike Florio. Now that the Dolphins aren't on Monday Night Football, can Troy Aikman go about his job, or is it going to be a big conflict of interest to the team that's on no primetime games? If Spiro Dedis wanted to go and be part of the Dolphins front office, maybe that's a problem, okay? Or Chris Myers. But since Troy Aikman isn't going to have any games this year, Mike, is that okay with you? Can he do his job now as Dolphins, whatever the hell his job is? Correspondent? Crazy, man. How is he going to go about and do his job? I don't know, dude. Apparently, you can dip your pen in the company ink when it comes to coaching and reporting, and they get to do their job. So maybe Troy Aikman can just, I don't know, talk football like he has for the last 20 years. Mike. Anyway, can I tell you another thing that annoys me?
What's that?
Sure, I can. I saw this story on Adam Silver, Top Hack, Commissioner Cover-Up, we call him. And they were saying that Adam Silver, like it's some great stroke of genius, likes to peruse NBA Twitter when making decisions. Hey, do me a favor. I don't need some commissioner out here on TikTok deciding that's how we should go about making the NBA better. That's exactly the last place you should be. You want to know what NBA Twitter has garnered us? It has garnered us James Harden is better than Dwayne Wade. So do me a favor, Adam Silver. Why don't you actually do your job and read a book instead of Twitter, okay? Put the thumbs away and actually make decisions, like giving the Heat back their pick. You probably sat here being like, oh, this guy's angry at me on Twitter. Look at him. He's from Miami. No, listen, I said what I said, and I mean what I said, Adam Silver, okay? You have done a terrible job as commissioner, specifically when it comes to scandals and cover-ups, okay? Maybe there are some things that have blown up, like the media rights money, and that's cool. I'm glad that you've expanded the game, even though you had that dumbass idea to make NBA Europe, like Europe doesn't already have their own league. But that aside, what you can never, ever, ever forget is that you covered up a scandal, and you told the Miami Heat, you get a second-round pick and shut the hell up. And maybe those were because of my meany words that came across your Twitter timeline. I don't know. What's your handle? At BozoNBA? But whatever it is, I know this. The fact that you have to read Twitter to have any kind of semblance of decision doesn't make you a real commissioner. It makes you a hack, which is what you remain because you stole a pick from the Miami Heat. You and those Rat Fink Hornets. A second-round pick. Mickey Arison, how are you not suing the league? How are you not getting lawyered up right now and suing everybody and suing their pants off for what they did to you?
I don't think you know what they're doing back behind the scenes.
Look, I don't know what they're doing behind the scenes, but I know what they're not doing right behind the scenes, and that's making enough of a public stink. And that's what I'm here to do because this Adam Silver is a mouse. Okay, he hides behind Twitter to make his decisions instead of making real decisions head on, hoping nobody's going to care. And you want to know something? Most of the league is not going to care. They don't want the Heat to be good. So what do? They say, take a second round pick and shut the hell up, Mickey Arison. Shut up, Nick Arison.
You think?
Shut up, Pat Riley. Take your pick and shove it.
All right.
So ridiculous. This is why I can't stand Adam Silver, okay? A true hack, a true bum, a weasel. Because what he's decided to do is dive in his pool of money like Scrooge McDuck doing the backstroke with blinders on because he doesn't have to worry about the Miami Heat because he gave him a second-round pick. Not their first-round pick, which they deserve, for trading for a player who was corrupt and couldn't play for him, by the way. You banned him. So even if you want to do some razzle-dazzle dance of innocent until proven guilty, not in your eyes. Did you allow him to play for the Miami Heat this year? No. So he couldn't even finish out his contract. You just left the Miami Heat in the dark, Adam Silver. Why don't you read some tweets about that? Read my tweets about you, you clown.
Read your tweets.
Read my tweets. Read my tweets. You want to read some good tweets to make a decision. Here's my decision. Give the Miami Heat back their first round pick. I decided. How about you follow the lead of that instead of some idiot saying about who's the GOAT? Ridiculous, dude.
What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Know,
man. It just made me mad. I'm like, oh, he reads Twitter to make decisions? Great. Obviously, he wasn't reading my tweets. Now, maybe it was because I used a lot of mean words towards him. I mean, usually they say you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. Which, by the way, who's catching flies with vinegar? Who's ever tried that?
A lot of people.
That's a saying.
No, people still do that. Like you can kill fruit flies with like vinegar and I don't know.
Why would a fruit fly like vinegar? Wouldn't it love honey?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! This is.
I
picture you doing
when you look up these things to get rid of flies. Or, yeah, flies, fruit flies. It always tells you, like, make a concoction with vinegar and put it out, and they will be attracted to it.
Brittany,
you'll
learn. You'll learn. Bless your heart.
No, I'm just telling you.
Bless her heart. She's well, driving.
You want to know something? He's the fruit fly of commissioners. That's what he is. He's an insect, all right? Just buzzing around, making noise, but not doing anything. Insignificant.
So what you're saying is you can use vinegar instead of honey.
I will use vinegar. I'll use all the piss and vinegar that I have.
Use vinegar. Honey is not like, I think that's more of a
all right. He's not Winnie the Pooh. He's not winning anything. He's loser the Pooh. That's Adam Silver.
How about just poo-poo?
Exactly. Give him a point. Ridiculous. What should I do?
I don't know if I like Tobin's angry points.
Sorry. This is really bothering me. No, this has bothered me though.
Well, you're back at even now.
I would say I just listen. I think this organization handles itself in a way that they wouldn't go about rectifying this in public.
They need to. You ever hear the term squeaky wheel?
No.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease, Leroy. Okay? The squeaky wheel gets the grease. If you're going to sit here all, we were
kind of like what Jimmy did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When he got $60 million extra, he won. The point is, Adam Silver, stop reading Twitter unless you're going to read my tweets. All right? And when you read my tweets, make sure you respond by giving the Heat back their pick. You sat here. Oh, I hate tanking. I hate tanking. Me, 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 me. Oh, and then what did you do? You gave all the worst teams the best picks. What a phony you are. You smell that, Leroy? You smell that? Smells like phony, dude. That's what it smells like. It smells like a phony. Oh, I hate tanking. Oh, don't try and lose. Oh, never mind. Actually, we'll reward it. And we'll make a concocted lottery system with relegation. Because I wish this was soccer. Go commish the Premier League then, dude. Go commish the Pinks if you don't want to be in basketball. Make me commissioner. I can commission. You think I can't read Twitter? Ridiculous. He reads Twitter to make decisions. Great. Good for him. What a leader. What a Pied Piper. Can't believe you did this to the Miami Heat. What have they ever done? What have they done to you, Adam? Did they not get enough a nice enough suite for all the finals that were down here? Do tell. Do tell. You want to reward Washington and Utah. That was too far.
That was ridiculous. Like
that. What are you doing?
That was ridiculous.
All right, we'll take a break.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Oh, hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello and happy birthday, Leroy and Sophie.
Yeah, I made good on the Cali coffee thing.
So I've heard. is she still mad at you, or she's, or you guys are good?
Nah, we're good. She got presents today, so she's happy.
Okay, that's good. That's kids all.
Kids are easily tricked. That's why they're kids.
Really?
It's a little mean.
Nah, I don't think so. She didn't seem to be upset. She's like, oh, this is great.
Was it a unicorn?
She did get a unicorn today. Yes. I got a unicorn for her. And then for her best friend, I got a, what the hell did I get her? A thunder drink or something like that. I don't know what the hell it was.
What do these things mean?
That's all the different kind of drinks they have at Cali Coffee. Yeah.
I mean, I know that, but like what's in there?
I don't know. Mostly they're just like flavor. That one, the one that I got for her friend was blue. So I assume blue raspberry with some energy, I guess. Those kids are going to be bouncing off the wall in class, I'll tell you that
much. Yeah, their teacher is not going to like you.
They're not going to like me at all. Oh, well. They know what to do.
What happened to a nice coffee?
I know.
She doesn't like coffee. She likes pink drinks. Like when you go to Starbucks, mm-hmm. she gets the strawberry acai or the mm-hmm. pink drink. She likes that stuff, you know? I will say, though, that those energy, I mean, I think they put cocaine in those things. I mean, it's crazy. I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew. I've had two of those in two straight days. And man, I mean, did you hear what I just said to Adam Silver? I had that thing like 4 hours ago.
We heard what you said about Utah, yes.
Just how do you give the second pick to Utah? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
It makes sense now why
he's saying it like that.
Yeah, please stop.
I'm saying
that. I can't even repeat it because I don't know how.
I don't even know how to say it.
It's Utah, and I just don't like
Utah?
It.
No, it's just Utah.
No, dude,
it's Utah. Just Utah.
You're upsetting Mormons everywhere. Stop it.
The Mormon wives are going to.
Oh, my goodness.
They know how their state is said. Utah.
No, it's Utah. Not. You sound like it's like huzzah.
Reminds me of Mature.
Not mature.
Another one I've just
Who's more
like,
mature than me?
No one.
Not you.
You're banned from
Sophie,
having.
Baby.
You're banned from Sophie. Having Cali coffee.
I'll go with Sophie.
This is 2 days
what?
In a row that you don't
say
know how
Tommy
to act.
Because, like, Tommy lost all chances when he got muddy in a place that had no mud.
He got crazy. Well, I don't think you know how much mud's back there, dude. I mean, it's like, especially when it's rainy. Yeah. It was crazy. Him and Zeus, they got after it. Hilarious. But yeah, it's one of those things. Guy says, yeah, just got 10 wives. It's cool, right? Just pretend you're a prophet. Yeah, that's what they do.
It's not one of those things. No one says Utah like that.
Yeah, no, they say it like it said, Utah. Like, that's how it said.
You're done.
She's just you're got done. That on the week. She's had enough.
It's Friday, so you're just
2 days.
Her off at this
2 days in a row. You're banned from Cali Coffee.
Another girl pissed at Tobin.
Man, it's been too much. It has been too much. You got the Marlins. They'll be back at it tonight. They are taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Those Rays are good. So good luck. 7:10 is your first pitch. You got that tonight on FM 104.3. And the Dolphins, they got their schedule out now, man. Rick Ross, he debuted. Did you watch any of the other ones, Leroy? Did you watch any of those schedule releases?
Did you see the Raiders one?
Oh, yeah. They did Kirk Cousins and Fernando Mendoza were stepbrothers. That was funny.
That's funny. There's a lot of cool ones out there. I didn't realize how big of a thing this was.
Everybody's shooting for it now. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny. It's cool. What it does is just buy you a little time, give you a little entertainment because nobody's playing football right now.
Yeah. I didn't watch. I still haven't watched the Chargers one. They're always but I was like, it was like 6 minutes. I was like, 6 minutes? This is not a Netflix series, all right? You know, like, let's keep it to 2.5.
It's because they started the trend of it, and they've, like, always had the best release video, and so they're trying to, I think, stay on top.
I understand, but they're not Martin Scorsese. Like, I'm not sticking around for a six-minute schedule release.
My favorite is still the Titans one. That one's the best one, in my opinion.
The Titans one was funny. Simple, quick to the point. You know, I like that one a lot. Smeathen saying they barely went after Rossini and Vrabel. I'm surprised that they did even at all, to be honest with you. I felt like it felt like when they did it, like they needed to. I think they made like a Spotify and a New York Post reference.
Yeah.
I really like them to go for the jugular, you know, really go for the jugular. I mean,
it's kind of like, yeah, we're going to go after them, but we're not going to overdo it.
Was there any Mike McDaniel vaping reference? Because that's what they did years ago. Oh, did you see the funny one was on the Colts one? Do you remember last year they got in trouble because they made a joke about Tyreek Hill getting arrested before the Jags game? And so you remember that? You don't remember that thing?
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
So they their intro this year was The Simpsons. And you know how The Simpsons always starts off. It always starts with Bart Simpson having to write on the chalkboard something 1,000 times. And so and the way they started it was, I will not make any jokes about Tyreek Hill.
Wow, in itself, making a joke about Tyreek Hill.
It's a funny joke. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will dive into the biggest story in the world right now. Back after this.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Why don't you guys have a chance to win some Brad Paisley tickets right now? He is going to be at the FTL War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale in September. And we want you to be there. Just be listening right now. What caller number do you want to do, Jennifer?
I'm so distracted.
What caller number do you want to do, Jennifer? Hold it together.
Three.
Caller three to 305-567-0560 wins the Brad Paisley tickets. It is a Live Nation show. Yesterday was a big day in the world of releases. Yesterday was the NFL schedule release, which was big. And we will play That's a Win, That's a Loss later on.
No, we won't.
We will play. No, we're going to play. We're going to play
because it's his birthday.
We're going to play.
He's a team player.
He is. Yeah, exactly. What brings you more joy than predicting games 6 months in advance, dude? Anyway, but also was released.
I mean, you even put it out there like it's going to make me miserable.
No. It's going to make you happy.
Predicting misery.
We're about spreading happiness. And what will make us happy.
You want to spread happiness with this Dolphin season?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be roasted like certain artists who lose battle raps, you know? And that's why they need to, you know, come out with albums 2 years later to try and save face. Speaking of Drake, we have his number one fan here joining us on the show. Frog Boy, hello.
Hello, guys.
Why are you shivering?
Hold on. Waiter, please. Another champagne, please. Hey, guys. Sorry, I'm not sure if you can hear me. I'm here at this Drake album release party. We're in this igloo that he carved out of the mountain here.
Why are you in an igloo?
Drake, you know, you never know what Aubrey's gonna do. So I don't know if you've ever been in an igloo this big before, but there's two stories.
What?
Yeah, two-story igloo. It's getting crazy, guys.
Are you okay? So have you listened to his new album? I assume you're wearing that because it's called Iceman.
Kendall, what? Jenner, Kendall, KJ. Ah, she didn't hear me. Oh. Yeah, it is. Hey, guys, you know, well worth the wait. Am I right?
What?
Three albums for the price of one. I'm not sure if this happens all the time. I'm not sure if that Kenneth guy, when he released his album, does Spotify usually break?
What?
Is that a thing that normally happens when people release music?
I don't know. My Spotify's working just fine.
Did Spotify break?
It froze because the Iceman is here, Tobin. Oh my God. He is here. And hey, he came with receipts, baby. Let me get you some of these lines that people are. Look, you'll appreciate this.
He came with receipts. Shouldn't he have come with receipts during the rap battle?
Well, you know, rap battle, schmap battle. This is LeBron James we're talking here. Please stop asking what's going on with 23andMe. I'm a real one and he's not. It's in my DNA. 23andMe. You know, like the beef, and it's like a double entendre, Tobin. I'm not sure if you can get that one.
I get it. That's his number. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, DJ Khaled got it too.
What?
Rick Ross got it too. You know, this Rick Ross guy. Oh, that's a cute schedule release you did there. Dog, I was Aiden Ross with aiding and abetting with streams before Aiden Ross ever streamed. It's cold. It's cold in here. It's cold in here, Tobin.
Is that a shot at Aiden Ross or Rick Ross?
That's a shot at Rick Ross while bigging up his boy. Bigging up is something the kids say when they don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You know what? Let me get to
what's that?
No, I was just saying it looks like you're in Utah.
No, this is an igloo carved into the Himalayas.
You can't just let him go past that.
What are you talking about?
You didn't hear the way he pronounced it?
I pronounced it like it's pronounced, Jennifer. Utah.
Oh, yeah. It's normal.
Yeah, it's normal. Utah is how you say it. That's it. I'm not saying it wrong. You know, you say things correctly. Gala, all right? Mator, Utah. That's how you say those things.
Sure.
Because Jennifer abandoned Taylor Swift when she released too many songs. Yeah. And wouldn't listen to
it.
You did. It took you months to listen to that album.
No, she totally
did. Did you? Did three albums seems like a lot? It kind of feels like he's volume shooting there.
A bit much. Not gonna lie, bit much there. A bit much. But hey, you know what? We're good for the rest of the year, guys. You're welcome.
What? What do you mean we're good?
Oh, we're good, dude. Let me tell you some of my favorite lines from here. When I watch the Heat, I see you on my screen. I'll never forget how you ruined the team. That's two minus ones for the question you asked, but one minus one because you ask him with sass.
Whoa.
Dang.
That was Drake?
That was Drake, dude. That was sure. Yeah, and on the same track, he said, I'm blessing the track like I'm blowing my nose, like you blessed the field when you ran in the rows. Looking real tough when you run for your life until you were concussed by a mic. Whoa, dude.
That was on Iceman?
Yo, Iceman. Iceman's coming cold.
You sure that wasn't Art God Savvy?
No, I think that's... No, I'm... Okay, look, this one is definitely him. Of all the disrespect that I said, I really hate that Clay cheated on Meg. You know, that has to be him. That's totally him.
Wow. That's crazy.
And as soon as I get around to listening to the album, I promise I will get you guys a full review.
He's like, I have no time. I have a child.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's got three album release parties in three different cities for each one of these albums. So it's been packed.
How did you get the invite to the igloo?
Oh, I did it. I'm outside. I'm not sure if you guys can see, really. There's a door right here. I'm just waiting on the outside. Yeah, I'm hoping someone sees me.
Checking wow. those people outside. They're kind of stuck.
Yeah, they're like, they look very cold.
And why did I see somebody walk by in a bikini?
Yeah, I may or may not be sweating profusely underneath this, but
frogs don't sweat.
I'm honestly, I'm surprised you have a jacket that actually is that warm.
It is blistering because of the fireplace in this igloo, of course, not because of this humidity in my patio.
Do you think that he like did Drake get his get back? Is he back, or is he washed? Is he like a shot fighter?
He's not washed, but if I'm being honest, I'm like a little too late. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. He has some songs on there that I'm like, this is good. You rap very well, but it's a little too late.
Wow. Even your number one fan, Drake, doesn't think you did that great.
Of all disrespect that I said, I really hate that Clay cheated on Meg. I'm like, whoa, this guy's got bars, dude.
Wow.
You're the only person that would use your own stuff to promote somebody else.
Three albums at midnight.
Know if there are no skips or they're just filler songs.
So, okay, this is the thing about the three albums. One of the albums is like, hey, I'm rapping. The other one is like, hey, I'm singing. The other one is like, hey, I'm doing dance Caribbean stuff. And my thing is, I like diversity. I can't do 12 straight songs that sound the same. So I'm sure they're good, but
yeah, why not take like the three best out of all of them and then make an album?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Even Prince locked away some songs in a vault. You know, he's like, not yet.
Yeah, leave a little
something. Well, Prince made real music, and he knew that the songs he put out there, you know, were going to be great.
I just clicked on the Iceman one.
Yeah.
You heard the Janis STFU?
Oh, yeah, that one's a good one. That one's my favorite almost. Yeah, because have you ever met a Janis that you just didn't want to tell to pipe down?
Wow. The only Janis I can think of is the girl in Friends.
Yeah. Right? And we hate her.
And we did want her to.
Is that the one with the annoying voice?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey,
So, Marcos, what do you have to say?
This alludes to that.
The streets are saying that the albums suck.
Wow.
Oh, who are these streets that you're referring to?
Vlad. All over Twitter, no one's liking the. I skimmed through it. I didn't like it.
That's your algorithm. Your algorithm.
See one that says Drake on all three albums, and it's Carmelo Anthony on the Oklahoma City Thunder, which I forgot he was on.
That hurts. That hurts for sure.
Yeah, the streets are saying it's not good.
I see a tweet here from somebody that says 43 Drake songs in 2026 is like the Cowboys bringing back Zeke to give him 25 touches a game.
It was a lot of music. It was quite a bit of music. A lot to digest here. I would have preferred a shorter album, but hey,
Harvey and Richie said keep him on two segments more. He'll pass out by segment three.
I know.
But it's okay, guys. I can actually switch locations because I have access to both parties. I am now out in our Vegas location here, and I can take.
Wow, how'd you do that?
Yeah, try changing or something.
Oh my god!
Look, your hair wet
in there.
Why? Look wow. how sweaty he is.
He's so,
so hot. He's so hot.
Hey, so hot. Hey, wait. There's only one other person on this show that would die for a bit, and that's Tobin.
I was just thinking, I said, I haven't sweat like that for a bit since I was in a kangaroo suit.
I was going to say the Pat
Let's not forget when you almost burned down your house.
That was a close set. That was a one-time thing. It was not 43 songs.
Totally fine. I don't like that sexy sauce. That hurts. No need. No need to say he can afford to sweat a few pounds off.
You say you get ready for a fight?
You probably did.
This is, I'm not going to lie to you guys, this is not a good idea.
Marcos, do you have anything else underneath?
Take off this jacket. You're already in the nightclub.
I'm in the club. Just remove the jacket.
Hey.
But I got to unleash the muscles and Leroy's going to judge me.
And call it AI.
Not if you're still alive. I would judge you if you pass out.
Well, listen, you got Max Crosby on your side.
Maxie boy? He likes it?
He said, like four songs in, yeah, Drake is goated with an Ice Cube emoji.
Okay, he raps very well. I will give him credit. He definitely raps.
Max Crosby? Well. Max Crosby raps?
I'm sure he does, but I'm not.
Release a song.
Yeah, yeah. Max Crosby looks like an intangible that raps.
I think that's too. That's too many songs, though, right? Like,
it's a lot. It's a lot.
You can't, like, if you don't sit and enjoy the good ones because you're trying to get through them all, then it kind of diminishes the songs that are good.
I agree. Even in comedy, when I go to the comedy show, I don't care if you're Dave Chappelle. After like 90 minutes to 2 hours, everyone's like, all right, I'm ready to go.
We call that the Mencia.
Oh, God. PTSD.
Keeps you around too long.
I have seen Carlos Mencia's cheeks too much. I don't know why. Always has to show him.
He's such a little show pony that he even has an interlude in one of these albums.
Because he has an interlude in an album, he's a show pony.
A 43 song album.
Three albums? Yeah, I think you're being a show pony at that point.
It is a bit much. It is a bit much. And he's dropping album after album. Hey, man, that's, you know what? That's consistency, baby. Everyone, he allowed rap to die. And
I don't think so. He's been gone for that long.
I guarantee Drake will have three. I don't like what you're saying.
Wow.
Drake will have three number one albums.
Wow. Sweet.
What's funny about this, guys? What's funny about this?
That sounds nice.
This is like when they unwrapped the pig being cooked in the dirt.
All right.
I mean, the hair is sticking right to his forehead.
Right.
No. This is gel because when you're in these high fashion Hollywood parties, you want to make sure your hair looks right.
Actually, Kendall! The ice that was dripping because you're in the igloo.
Kendall!
Are you talking to Kendall Jenner or just somebody in Kendall?
No. That's just a random intangible woman. I apologize.
How many wins for the Dolphins this year?
Four.
Wow. Okay.
31st worst or best, I don't know, hardest schedule. How about that? Ridiculous.
How does that work for a 6-win? That's not like there's a lot of rules that are changing.
Well, because here's what happens.
And the Packers, like,
no, keep in mind, here's what happens. You're set on the schedule that you get, but you also have like the rotation of divisions that you play. So even if you like, for example, if you look at the easiest schedules, go look at the divisions that they play. That's why the schedule's so damn easy. So even though if you finish last, you get the last, rotation of teams, you still have to play the same basic division. If that's a tough division, so like the division this year, they're playing the Chargers, Denver, who the hell else? The Chargers, they play Denver, they play the Raiders, and they play, who's the other one?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs, right? So if you look at those three, they had two teams in the playoffs, one team in a championship game, and the Chiefs who didn't make it, right? Like that, even though that's just a division you play, that automatically makes your schedule much tougher than somebody who's going through the NFC South.
Well, it feels like Drake has failed his strength of schedule. That's why he had to come through with three albums.
Yes, guys. He will be doing the World Cup this year with one hour and 90 minutes. 30 minutes,
you'd be naked.
Yeah.
At the rate you go.
I feel so much better now.
You just stripped out of the tank.
Yeah.
It's much more. It's much. You look like you're in Han, the club that Nikola Jovic snuck into.
Right. Hey,
yes,
that's not nice, Smeaton. Said man what got arms like Cuba.
I laughed because it's like something that you never think about. Yeah. The fact that he said that.
Marcos looks like the ball Easter Bunny off the clock.
This is great. This is why I come here.
That's why you're funny. You're glad you returned as an honored guest.
Oh, so glad. I risked my life for this. So glad.
Wow. All right. So give us a, do you want to give it a letter grade or a number grade? Drake?
Oh, 10 out of 10, baby.
What?
Eight plus.
Don't lie.
Everyone.
Minus one for lie.
I'm not going to pull a J Fig here. I'm loyal. All right. Wow. 10 out of 10. No skips. Jeez. Every song's a banger.
Minus one. You
if
are better.
Don't question my loyalty.
You are a better Drake fan than she is a Tay Tay fan. That's for sure.
I messed up.
You know how it is.
All right, buddy. Well, go put on whatever normal amount of clothes you want to now. Thank you for joining us.
Will do. Kendall! Still nothing, huh?
We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.